This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're talking magic number. We're talking a baseball team who is imminently destined for a playoff spot, and dare I say a playoff run. And John, we get to ask a question today that I never thought I would be able to ask. Who's more likely to win it all? The Detroit Tigers or the Detroit Lions? Never in my life, because for most of my life, the Lions in the Super Bowl was a punchline, a joke. You couldn't ask that seriously. And for the better part of a decade, I don't think you've been able to take the Tigers seriously. Yet here we are with two teams legitimately, justifiably, can talk about winning it all. Which one do you think has the better chance to get it done? 248-539-9797. We can talk about both these teams with excitement. John, answer the question.
As exciting and as fun as the Tigers are.
You say this wearing a Tigers hat and Tigers jersey.
Yes. And as excited as I am for to be in the postseason, and I think it's okay, we're talking about a magic number. It's as close to a lock as you're going to get that they're in by the way they've been playing and by the way the other teams have been playing. And that is Minnesota and Kansas City. I don't trust them right now to win. So I'm going through my mental process of how I'm getting to my answer, which I'm sure there's a lot of people trying to do those mental gymnastics right now. I think the Lions, between the two teams, have a better chance of winning it all. And it's simply because I just trust them more. And this has been fun. It's been great. And when you're forced to pick one, you're kind of forced to disparage the other. And I don't want to disparage what the Tigers have done or are doing or dampen their chances. But I think that the Lions, even though the division looks like it's, we thought it was going to be improved this year. It is much more improved than anybody thought with obviously the Vikings and Green Bay.
Well, that's why I think it's such a great question. The Lions have a roster capable of winning the Super Bowl. I think they have a more talented roster than the Detroit Tigers, but they're in a tough division. They're further away, right? There's more work that has to be done. The Tigers' proximity to the World Series is the argument, right? That they're so close. I think it's a great question, and I don't know where people are going to stand on it. I think it's interesting to canvas the people. We want to hear from you guys this morning, 248-539-9797. I think it's a legitimate question. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're disparaging one side. Both are worthy of this discussion. I mean, the Tigers have a team that, if and when they get in the playoffs, will throw Tarek Skubal and likely throw him in game one of a playoff series. And you feel really good about your chances of winning game one of a shortened series with Tarek Skubal on the mound. Now you got to split one of the next two, and you're likely facing the Astros right now, but it could be Baltimore, and you're going to have the luxury of mixing and matching your bullpen. And that's been their strength for this entire run. They've played better baseball than Baltimore the last month and a half. They've played better baseball than even Houston the last month and a half. You get out of that, now you're in the ALDS, and you could potentially throw Skubal twice in that series. Because again, you shorten this stuff up and you really lean on your pitching in the playoffs. To me, the answer is still the Lions, but I think it's a testament to the Tigers that we can even kind of have this conversation today.
Well, and it's kind of the attitude that the Tigers are entering the playoffs with. And it's and I think on one of the responses on my Twitter post is from Newt 928. He says, honestly, this team can make a run deep with the pitching they are getting, and they have the F it attitude nobody expects us to, so why not?
Sure.
And so it's kind of like the Lions of last year where, okay, you win the division, and there were some people that had predicted that. A lot of people actually kind of predicted that, but it was a surprise that they finally won the NFC North. Then they won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Then they won two playoff games. And the attitude was, well, why not us?
And they're every bit good enough to go to the Super Bowl a year ago.
But now, and we've heard it from Dan Campbell, we've heard it from a lot of different people, they're the hunted.
Yep.
They're the team that, hey, when Dan took over the job, they played the Rams. And I always kind of go back to this game in L.A. where it was the two onside kicks. It was a whole lot of smoke and mirrors just to stay in the game. Now, they ultimately didn't and lost that game, but they were the team that had to do the tricks and the smoke and the mirror and the razzle-dazzle. Now, they're the team that everybody's trying to do those things against because it's a matter of respect for the Lions, but they're like, if we can get one more extra possession. Now, you know, there's no onside kicks, but they're trying to steal extra possessions and do things against the Lions that the Lions used to do because they were hunting. Now they're the hunted.
Ticket Texter says, it's the Lions. They have better players. That's the difference. Another texter says, the Lions have a better chance of winning. It's way less games to win. Not necessarily. The number of games you have to win in the postseason is 13. Is that really that different than what the Lions have to do right now? Lions are going to have to win about 13 to 15 games to win the Super Bowl, and the Tigers have to win 13 to 15 games to win the World Series.
So if we're just talking about games, all right, it's okay. Yeah, if you're including the regular season,
For the Lions, they do,
Yeah, no, I know that, but if you're just talking about postseason wins,
yeah.
If you have a bad day in the NFL,
over.
You're done.
Yep.
If you have a bad day in baseball,
get them tomorrow. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, the big reason I give the Tigers edge is because all it takes, what John just said, one bad day for the Lions and it's over. The Tigers have a series. They are very capable of rebounding. We've seen that from this team so far. They've rebounded from a deficit where they were 8 games below 500.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole thing about the Lions, hey, they don't lose 2 games in a row. That's great. The problem is if you lose one in the postseason, it's terminal.
Costa, love listening to you guys, but this question is not legit. You can start talking World Series if and when the Tigers make the ALDS. Please stop. Lions haven't even made the playoffs, and we're talking Super Bowl with them damn near every week. Tom, do you have an answer to this question?
I would go to the Tigers because of proximity. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, probably. I mean, and we don't know if the Lions are even going to make the playoffs. There's so much out of unknown. What if they get hit with the injury bug, all that kind of stuff? I mean, do I think they can make a run in this postseason? Yeah, I think when the Tigers get into a 7-game series, that this may be tough to sustain. But who knows? By then, maybe Jackson Job's in the rotation. I mean, so this
Jackson
is so,
Job, this, start his first start is going to be in New York?
Yeah, they. I mean,
so the argument is the Tigers can keep faking it till they make it with 3-game series, which is what they've done in the regular season, a 3-game series in the wild card round, maybe even a 5-game series in the ALDS. But when you get to a real big boy 7-game yeah. series, the bats, who are opportunistic, could get exposed. The pitching staff, which is not super deep in terms of, you know, guys who can eat big innings, could get exposed in a 7-game series.
Look,
so you think they could cap out kind of like last year's Lions in the championship series one step before the title games?
Yeah, I mean, one of the clear things for the Lions last year going against them, when they went into that game, the final four teams, they'd given up 100 more points than every other team. You know, there was a flaw, and I still think the Tigers have this flaw that eventually a great team will expose, like the Yankees. Like, I don't think they could beat the Yankees in a 7-game series. In a 5, you know, you might be able to sneak something out there. Maybe the Yankees get cold early. But I think Judge and Soto back-to-back, and the way they approach the plate, they take pitches that they would grind through what the Tigers are trying to do here. And, you know, maybe Scooble could be the shutdown guy, but he can't pitch. He probably wouldn't pitch 3 games.
No, it'd be two, depending on how it sets up. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, so this, I think we got a question people can answer. 248-539-9797.
Or the great follow-up, which we had on Twitch. Why not both?
Why not both? Your thoughts on either of these teams as title contenders? A question I never thought I'd be able to ask. Which one is more likely to win it all, the Tigers or the Lions? Some ticket texters, John. Could this be like Moneyball, where the Tigers would get exposed in a seven-game series? That means they'd make it to the ALCS.
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
It could be. I mean,
or they're the team of destiny. None of this
I'm
matters.
I'm pretty sure the A's lost to the Twins in a 5-game series. I'm pretty sure, but I'd have to look back. I don't know. I don't get in the weeds.
I never saw the movie.
You know, I think.
Again, you need to see the movie.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. You would really like it, but you'd pick it apart because you probably don't like Brad Pitt either.
Yeah.
You don't like Leo.
Oh, no. Legends of the Fall is one of my all time favorites.
Fight Club?
Yeah. I, you know what? I haven't seen Fight Club all the way through. I've seen parts of it.
You know, in terms of a long run here, just look baseball perspective, I think Reese Olson's going to be a humongous factor in determining postseason success, especially when you get into a longer series. I think they need him in a 7-game series, and he hasn't pitched enough yet to really know where he's at, and it'll be interesting to see how they judge that because they hardly have any time. Like, how much is his next start going to matter? Because they yanked Mize. I mean, I was stunned. When they
thought it was the right move.
It was.
To skip the Mize start on Sunday. They're
it
doing,
shows AJ's all in.
Well, that's what this... I mean, Job is up now. They're skipping Mize. Not about feelings. It's about who gives them the best chance to get that out in that matchup, in that inning. It's not even about the game. They've shrunk it down with this bullpen strategy to getting out of an inning at a time. And that's why we talk about a 3-game series, wild card round. You don't really need to lay out a rotation. There's no need to lay out a rotation. Scuba will throw game one, and you'll throw everybody else situationally in games two and three if necessary. When you get to a 5-game series, you will have to lay out who's going to start games one, two, and three. In a 7-game series, yeah, Reese Olson becomes really important.
So you're saying it might be Ty Holton versus Corbin Burns?
It could be. It could be. Ticket Texter says the Tigers have a better shot at making the playoffs than the Lions and a much better shot of winning the World Series than the Lions a Super Bowl. The proximity argument, they're closer. Steve in South Lyons says the Lions have more talent but need to win one and only game. The Tigers can lose three in a World Series and still win it. Ticket Texter has pointed out the opposite is also true, by the way. That the Tigers would have to not just be good for a day, they'd have to be good for four times in a 7-game series. There's a little more pressure on your baseball team to be good. That's the debate, among other things. Let's get to Jason and Gross Eel. Jason, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Oh, that was a good piggyback into what I'm going to talk about. In a 7-game series with the breaks, if you look at the schedule in the ALDS, we could feasibly throw Skubal three times. So if you can throw the best pitcher in baseball three times, I'm really comfortable winning those three games, and you only got to take one of the other four. So that's how I'm looking at it is, you know, matchup-wise, Skubal can go game one, four, and seven, and there's not really that much of short rest because of the schedule. So
it'd have to line up that way for both the ALCS and the World Series, both 7-game series. You're probably not getting him three full starts in both series. But Jason, maybe you're right, depending on the layoff, because that used to be a detriment. Remember when the Tigers last made the World Series, the layoff was looked at as a bad thing because it was going to cool off the bats. Well, if it lets you kind of reset Skubal's clock, you might be able to get as many starts out of him as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, we are also in uncharted territory for him in terms of workload, and they've done a good job managing it, but they're taking the governor off now, right? I mean, this is playoff push. This is World Series push.
This is certainly world. Like, you are now all in. You've done it, and the organization has signaled it by bringing up Jackson Job and doing anything that they feel they can. And we could We could talk about whether we think it's a little bit too late or if it's just the right time. You know, is the porridge too hot, too cold? No, it's just right. Whatever you want to talk about.
It's not too late.
It is the opportunity that no one thought they would have. Not Scott Harris, not A.J. Hinch, not the players, but this is the position they find themselves in. They've stumbled into it. Oh, look where we are. Now let's go and get it.
Texter says, as of today, which is when you're asking the question, the Tigers are on a heater and the Lions look like they're not where they need to be quite yet. So I would say the Tigers. Texter says the Tigers have no offense. Lions actually have an offense. They would give the edge to the Lions.